All right, we are reading Psalm 82, one of the passages that those who teach that the people of God are God's use as one of their supporting references. And one of the things that I would like to point out very briefly, again, just before we begin to read Psalm 82, is one of the warnings that the Apostle Paul wrote that he included in his letter to the Galatians when he talked with them about this whole matter of these people sending, you know, this teaching them these false doctrines. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 10, the apostle wrote, "I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view." And then this is what he says. This is the warning that he gives. "The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be." The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be. And of course, you can imagine that there was confusion as these people who claim to be spokespersons of God, but were teaching false doctrine that went contrary to the true doctrine that Paul had preached to the Galatians previously. They're thrown into confusion. What do I believe? What do we believe? Do we believe what Paul said, or do we believe what these other people who have come to us now, these Judaizers who are telling us we need to be circumcised and follow the Jewish law? Do we believe them, or do we believe Paul? They were thrown into confusion. And Paul said, "Those who are throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever they may be." No matter what claims they made about who they were representing, they were going to pay the penalty for having thrown God's people into confusion by preaching false doctrine. The Lord is the same yesterday and today and forever. And it's so important for those who are teaching false doctrine now, teaching God's people that we are God's. It's so important that you understand that because the Lord is the same yesterday and today and forever, that he is still the God who punishes those who throw his people into confusion by preaching and teaching false doctrine. I don't want that for you. So I'm encouraging you to stop teaching false doctrine. Nevertheless, here's Psalm 82. One of the passages, again, that the false teachers use to prove that we are God's. "God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken." And here's a verse that they really love to point to. "I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God. Judge the earth. For all the nations are your inheritance." Now let me read that one more time. I want you to listen for, and if you're able to read along with me, look for the word gods. And have your minds engaged now. Have your minds in the driver's seat, analyzing what we're reading. Don't let your emotions take over. I know some of you got really excited when you heard that we are gods. And when we get our emotions strongly attached to some kind of concept, we don't want to let go. But let's listen. What is God saying? Again, Psalm 82, beginning at verse 1. God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. Now, first, let me concede this. The word gods is definitely used in this chapter. Now, having said that, let's just get a brief, very, very brief outline of what this chapter is about. So that after looking at the outline of what the chapter is about, we can then begin to analyze it a little more critically to find out who the gods are. First of all, verse 1 lets us know that God is presiding in the great assembly. He is giving judgment among the gods. The great assembly, he presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. So in verse 1, we see that God is presiding. He's giving judgment among gods. Then, in verse 2, we're being informed of what he has concluded as he gives judgment among the gods. Verse 2, how long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? So right there, he's letting them know that he is not pleased with what the gods have been doing. What have the gods been doing? Well, in verse 2, he says, he asked the question, how long will you defend the unjust? And how long will you show partiality to the wicked? There's a great assembly. God is giving judgment among the gods. And he is criticizing them, sharply reproving them by asking the question, how long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Then he tells them what they're supposed to do in verses 3 and 4. Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Does that sound at all familiar to you? Doesn't that sound a bit like Isaiah 58, where God really came down on the people of God for the hypocritical ways that they were fasting? And then he said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? And he told them how they were to deal with the weak, the fatherless, the poor, the oppressed. Verse 4, rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Let's look at this some more when I come back.